So roughly, what is the percent of cases of CLL globally in your own mind up front where you see 17p? And what's the incidence of conversion to 17p with time, roughly?
I can just take an educated guess. I haven't really looked at it, but it's not that common at the time of diagnosis, perhaps 10 to 15% of patients.
And what about the acquisition of 17p as time goes on?
Yeah, definitely that happens more commonly. The longer the patient goes, or the higher the number of relapses, the higher the chance that he will acquire a deletion 17p. And when they transform to Richter's, that's also very common.
As you kind of think about these cases in terms of the acquisition of 17p that occurs over time, is it your recommendation that the patient should be retested for 17p or any other markers, for example, every time you switch therapy?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think that's a must. You should do that because it obviously has very important clinical implications.
Any other assays that you think are critical to be done in CLL, particularly with repeated relapses?
Well, I always do a PET scan when they relapse for the same reason I do it at the beginning, looking for areas with very high SUV. I'm always very concerned about the possibility of a Richter's transformation. And now that we have a treatment that appears to be making some impact with the checkpoint inhibitor, then I think it's very important to identify it. You know, in the past, we didn't have much to do with those patients. The CHOP was not really effective, and other regimens that have been tested have not really shown any activity.